Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields the ball and throws to Kramer covering. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Bess covering. Safe. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bess for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuillan scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Bob Savage now pitching. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Derry strikes out. Mancuso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Derry out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and has Rosar trapped. There's the throw to Christman, who throws to Berardino, who tags Rosar for the out. Hall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Savage moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Christman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to third. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to third. Joe Barry now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 7-1, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. Berardino goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Derry bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosar for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry strikes out. Mancuso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Barry out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-4 in the game. Grace hits a line drive towards short. Wallace reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Derry strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Walesa goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2 Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. McQuillan moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Christman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Joe Barry. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.